All right, we're back again, and we're going to do the next stanza in Psalm 119. And as you know, we've been doing these stanzas, these paragraphs, one at a time, because each one seems to have a little bit different message. The overall theme is, how do we get to God through His Word? How do we know Him? How do we approach Him? How do we live for Him? How do we honor Him? Through His Word. And this is the perfect psalm for getting a picture of that. And we have I think we've been very, it's been very exciting and very encouraging to see what the psalmist is saying. So we're now at the sixth stanza, and this is the one that has the heading of Va. And that's just a Hebrew letter. It's just the English rendering of the name of a Hebrew letter. And this is the sixth one. Let's go ahead and read it. Verse 41. May thy loving kindnesses also come to me, O Lord, thy salvation according to thy word. So I shall have an answer to him who reproaches me, for I trust in thy word. And do not take the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I wait for thine ordinances. So I will keep thy law continually, forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will also speak of thy testimonies before kings, and shall not be ashamed. And I shall delight in thy commandments, which I love. And I shall lift up my hands to thy commandments, which I love. And I will meditate on thy statutes. All right, verses 41 through 48, stanza 6. So again, the three ways in which we'll plumb this stanza. Remember, gems, person of God, and how do we make this prayer our own? First, the gems. Do you see a recurring word here? There is a recurring word. There is a word that appears more than once in this stanza. And that is the word love. Verses 47 and 48. I shall delight in thy commandments, which I love, and I shall lift up my hands to thy commandments, which I love. And that's a neat thing. Gives us a little bit of, you know, just right at the outset, we get a little bit of color of what this stanza is looking like. And more gems. Look at verse 41. May thy loving kindnesses also come to me, O Lord, thy salvation according to thy word. Now, in the King James Bible, the word loving kindness, or loving kindnesses, is mercy or mercies. So I would render that mercy. He's saying, I get mercy from your word, or your word helps me recognize your mercy. Look at verse 42. I shall have an answer. Verse 43, do not take the word of truth. Look at verse 46, I will also speak. So three times in this stanza, he's saying, now that I grasp a little bit of your mercy, what it means to have your mercy, which means the removal of guilt, the removal of condemnation. That's what mercy is. He says, now that I see that in your word, I want to speak of it. I want to share it. And then, let's look at verse 47. I shall delight in thy commandments. That word delight is used only once here, but it actually occurs quite a few times in this Psalm 119. He says, I want to delight myself. You know what he's saying? It sounds like he's saying, you know, I know all these things that that appeal to me and that I like and I get pleasure from, and I want increasingly more and more and more of them, or a larger percentage of them as I grow in you, to be your things. Almighty God said something in, I think it's Jeremiah, either Isaiah or Jeremiah, I can't remember which. He said to the Jews, he said, you make a lot of effort to do things that are pleasing to yourself. All the while, I wait for you to do those things that please me. And that's what's being said here. The psalmist says, I want to make my life more and more about, you know, the things that I like, the things that give me pleasure. I want them to be more and more the things of yourself. Well, how about the person of God? Do we have an O Lord in this stanza? We sure do. Verse 41. O Lord, again. And we've already seen the last couple stanzas how he's used that word. O Lord. He's appealing to God the person. God himself. And then look at 48, the last verse in the stanza. He says, I will lift up my hands. That's worship. That's worship. Well, what about the prayer value of this prayer? You know, making it our prayer. How do we do that? Well, again, I would go back to verse 41 and look at the word mercy. May your mercy also come to me, O Lord. Yeah, steadfast love in some versions, loving kindnesses in other versions, but think of it as mercy, mercy or mercies. Same verse, look at the word salvation. Now let's jump down to 43. He says, do not take the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. Now, is he saying that he expects God to make him unable to speak about truth, about the Word of God? That's not what he's saying. What is he saying? He's saying, may I never stop wanting. May I never stop wanting to speak of you. He said the same thing way up in verse 19 in stanza 3. He said, do not hide your commandments from me. Now again, we touched on this earlier, but when the psalmist says, do not do something, it's kind of like, you know, the Lord's Prayer, where it says, do not lead us into temptation. Many people get a little bit annoyed at that phrase, because they're saying, well, does God normally tempt us? Does God normally make us sin? That's not what that's saying. The Lord who gave us the Lord's Prayer, so-called, it was a pattern. It's a template. But what he's saying when he says, do not, and what the psalmist here is saying when he says, do not, is he's saying, I recognize the need for that thing. In other words, in the Lord's Prayer, do not lead us into temptation, he's saying, keep us away from temptation. And the concept there is he can't do it on his own. He can't stay away. He can't fight temptation without God helping him. Well, the same thing here. When he says, do not take the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, verse 43, he's saying, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't know how to speak about you. But now I do. And help me do that. Help me do that. And that, of course, is a prayer. But I submit to you that the way to sum this stanza, the way to summarize it, would be in verse 41. Again, we'll put the word mercy there instead of loving kindnesses or steadfast love. What is he saying? He's saying, your word brought me mercy. Let's read it again. May thy loving kindnesses also come to me, O Lord, thy salvation according to thy word. He says, your word brought me mercy. I wouldn't know mercy except for the gospel. I wouldn't know mercy except for that you expressed it from you to us in your word. That's where mercy is explained. That's where mercy is proclaimed. Your word brought me mercy. You know, in Romans, the New Testament book of Romans, in chapter 9, Paul, the apostle, uses the phrase, vessels of mercy. He calls us vessels of mercy. That means that God poured into the believer mercy. You could also say that we are neon signs to the world of God's mercy. You could say we're showcases, we're display cases of God's mercy. In fact, in Ephesians, the New Testament book of Ephesians, we're called trophies of mercy. Trophies of God's grace, more specifically. Well, that's stanza number 6, Va. And next time, we'll do stanza number 7. And in the meantime, believe God.